Joining me in studio now is our program sponsor, Denny Ma from Fiducia Private Wealth Management. Welcome to the King Review, Denny.
Hi, Gavin. Good to be here again.
Our second go round. We should say up front that anything we talk about during our chat is general advice only, shouldn't be taken as personal advice. We're also, excited in a way to launch. We're going to launch a bit of an Ask Denny segment, so this will come in future shows. But if you've got a question of any kind about your finances, it might be about super. It might be about Bitcoin, as Denny groans as I mention Bitcoin. It might be about budgeting. Whatever it is in your financial life, you can email Denny a question. Email me, gavin.king@4ca.com.au. We'll pass that on to Denny, and then in the subsequent show, we'll answer your question. So jump on the email and ask away. But Denny, for people who perhaps haven't had financial advice, they haven't met with someone like you and your team, what are some of the steps that people can expect?
Well, Gavin, probably the initial thing is people need to be able to go through a process to find a financial advisor, and often the best place to start is a referral from friends or family or from other professional advisors like your accountant, your lawyer, etc. From there, you can research online, ASIC, run a find a financial advisor register, so you can find people's qualifications, experience, that sort of thing.
Because you're dealing with, it's your life savings in many cases. So it's important to make sure you pick a reputable, respected advisor.
That's right. And I would say to people, interview two or three or even four to find the one that you're most comfortable dealing with, because it is a relationship business. It's not transactional. And the decision you make, you're basically forming a relationship with that person and that firm, potentially for many years to come.
And that word of mouth referral, I think for any business that you do or any service that you use, getting people who've been have had the experience often over many years, that I think that's hugely important, those word of mouth referrals. All right, so do your research, make sure you work and choose with a respected advisor, as we know fiduciary are, of course. What else should people look out for, particularly for those who haven't been down this path before?
As I said, I would interview two or three at least. Go and spend the initial appointment with them. Those appointments generally don't cost anything, because two things need to be achieved. Firstly, the client or potential client needs to feel that they can be comfortable with this advisor and the firm that they represent. But also, for the advisor, they can get a helicopter view, if you like, of someone's situation and determine whether or not they can actually add value. And sometimes it means that you refer the person on to someone more suited to their situation.
And how long does Fiducia work with a client? Is it a couple of years? Do you have sort of decades long relationship?
We've got some clients that we're now in the second and third generation of clients. A self-managed super fund typically can have four members, and that might be mum, dad, two kids in a small business type scenario.
And I guess having that local team as well, you don't have to jump onto a website and try and chat with someone anonymous almost. You can walk into the office there on Spence Street and really get that personal advice.
It is good. However, in saying that, what we've seen, particularly in the last 3 or 4 years, is technology has facilitated clients being referred from all around the country. I took on an executive in Sydney 2 years ago. His accountant is in Melbourne, and his super fund auditors in Geelong, and I'm based here.
So how did that happen? How does something like that, a client,
it was a
so
word of mouth
away?
Referral.
That's great. What else? What should people look out for?
After the initial meeting, once they've chosen an advisor, find someone, or you're going to have to spend time in a process of fact finding and disclosing information. That discussion should really bring out other areas of concern or areas that may need attention. And then it's a matter of then developing a strategy that delivers reliable outcomes based on the goals and things that you're looking to achieve.
And I think we mentioned in our last chat that we live in such uncertain times in so many ways. And I think if guys like Fiducia can assist providing some of that certainty for what is often the most important obviously the most important financial aspect of people's lives. I think it's more important than ever. Any other tips, Danny?
Constantly review. Talk to or work with an advisor that's got an ongoing retainer type relationship, where there's an ongoing service agreement. You know what you're to expect and you know what you're paying for. So you can then gauge whether they're delivering value or not. I mean, one of the services we offer is a second opinion service, where we will look at someone's existing strategy, and if it's all fine and well and good, stay where they are. But it's quite often we'll find that because the relationship has matured to 5, 6, 7 years, for whatever reason, it's gone a little bit stale.
That's a great service. How often should people review their situation?
At least annually.
Okay.
We tend to work with clients with two formal appointments a year. One is to look at some of the strategy aspects and the taxation type issues, and that'll be leading up to the end of the financial year. And then we also look at a review of what's important to them. So what's changed in terms of goals, in terms of family, in terms of what the future looks like, divorce, death, inheritance, all those sorts of things come into play.
Like I said, I think it's more important than ever. Danny Ma from Fiducia Private Wealth Management, a pleasure as always. Look up Fiducia on the web is probably the best way to do it. FIDUCIA. Google Fiducia Cairns. You'll see the website there. Danny, thanks for being on The King Review.
Thanks, Gavin.